Welcome. I am so grateful you are here. Let's expand our consciousness. Information leads to transformation. Open your heart. Open your mind. We're on this ascension ride. It's an honor to bring this information to you. This is the Tabitha Polaris Show. Welcome. I am Tabitha Polaris, and this is episode 33. On today's show, I wanted to give you a special gift in honor of Thanksgiving. I will teach a lesson in how to be grateful and why it is so important for your physical and emotional health. I will conclude the show with a beautiful gratitude meditation set to music that I wrote. If you enjoyed today's show, leave a comment or rating, subscribe, and share with like-minded friends. This is a weekly health and wellness podcast released every Tuesday. My intention is to raise the frequency of the planet, assist in your spiritual ascension, and bring awareness to the holistic lifestyle. We discuss provocative topics in the metaphysical, spiritual, and wellness fields. If you love God, Source, Love, and Light, if you're a light worker, wellness warrior, or want to live a life full of joy and peace, if you respect your physical body and want to heal our planet's environment, or if you're just curious about living a more peaceful and balanced life, this is your home. This is the Great Awakening, and it is time for us to unite. Join our community at TabithaPolaris.com. You can also find me on all social media sites under that name. Join my tribe on my website to be notified of future musical releases such as the Chakra Guided Meditation album infused with healing tones called Seven Spheres of Light, my two Christmas song covers, O Come All Ye Faithful featuring my Rav Vass drum, and Silent Night featuring my harmonium. Original music releases will be available in January of 2021. I am super excited about releasing all of this music to you very soon. You can check out the description of this episode for the direct link to my website and the discount code page to help you save money on products and services that I love. Thank you also to everyone listening to the podcast. I'm saying hello to you and blowing kisses. Thank you for sharing the show on social media, sending the show to your friends and those who are leaving comments and rating the show. I am so grateful. My intention of today's show is to share how you can feel better physically and emotionally just by practicing gratitude. The word gratitude means grace, graciousness, or gratefulness, depending on the context. In some ways, gratitude encompasses all of these meanings. According to the Harvard Medical School, gratitude is a thankful appreciation for what an individual receives, whether tangible or intangible. With gratitude, people acknowledge the goodness in their lives. As a result, gratitude also helps people connect to something larger than themselves as individuals, whether to other people, nature, or a higher power. In positive psychology research, gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. And in these times, finding happiness and joy is much needed. Gratitude helps people feel more positive emotions, relish good experiences, improve their health, and deal with adversity and build strong relationships. People feel and express gratitude in a multiple ways. They can apply it to the past by retrieving positive memories and being thankful for elements of their childhood or past blessings, or the present by not taking good fortune for granted as it comes, and the future, maintaining a hopeful and optimistic attitude. Regardless of the inherent or current level of someone's gratitude, it's a quality that individuals can successfully cultivate further. So there's a variety of things that we can do to conjure positive feelings of appreciation or gratitude that may guide you towards a more meaning and better life. Gratitude improves physical health, improves sleep, improves psychological health, reduces aggression, enhances your social connection to others, enhances self-esteem, increases empathy, and improves mental strength. Gratitude is an emotion similar to appreciation, and positive psychology research has also found neurological reasons why so many people can benefit from this general practice of expressing thanks for our lives, even in times of challenge and change. You've often heard me say thank you at the end of many of my written guided meditations on this podcast, and that is an intentional thing I do to help you get into the mindset of gratitude. So gratitude, scientists can measure its effects and thus argue that gratitude is more than a feeling of being thankful. It's a deeper appreciation for someone or something that produces longer lasting positivity. So according to Dr. Robert Emmons, the feeling of gratitude involves two stages. First, there's an acknowledgement of goodness in your life. And in a state of gratitude, we say yes to life. We affirm that all is good. And that is also something that I say that my Reiki masters taught me. At the end of every Reiki session, I say, all is good, all is good, all is good. And that is intentional as well. The elements of gratitude make you want to live your life and with rich texture, and the acknowledgement that we have received something gratifies us, both by its presence and by the effort the giver put into choosing it. Second, gratitude is recognizing that some of the sources of the goodness lies outside of ourselves. One can be grateful to other people, to animals, to the world, and not just to oneself. And at this stage, we recognize the goodness in our lives and who to thank for it and who made sacrifices so that we could be happy. I know my own parents have made many sacrifices for my life, and I'm so grateful. Maybe there are people in your life that have made sacrifices to help you along the way, and you should tell them. The two stages of gratitude comprise the recognition of the goodness in our lives and then how this goodness came to us externally. And by this process, we recognize the luck of everything that makes our lives and ourselves better. Now, some benefits of embracing gratitude are enhanced well-being, deeper relationships, improved optimism, increased happiness, stronger self-esteem, increased quality of life, enhanced business success, which is always good, stronger athleticism and self-esteem, like I said. So better physical and mental health. There's research performed that showed that patients with heart failure in 2015 who completed gratitude journals showed reduced inflammation, improved sleep, and better moods. This reduced their symptoms of heart failure after only 8 weeks. The research doesn't lie, and how gratitude makes us feel doesn't lie. I know you've experienced this. The link between the mind-body connection aligns with how gratitude can have a double benefit. For example, the feeling of appreciation helps us have healthier minds, and with that, healthier bodies. You can apply gratitude in your life by keeping a daily gratitude journal, or before you go to sleep, think of some positive things that happened during the day. I love to start my day with some positive thoughts and thinking of everything I'm grateful for. I like to set goals, I meditate, I pray, I use essential oils, I break out my crystals. It raises my frequency every morning, and I highly suggest this daily ritual. It has completely changed my life. From your mental health and wellness to your emotional fortitude, spiritual aptitude, and your physical strength can all be derived from the simple and basic behavior of gratitude. It can change your life by quite literally improving the quality of it. You're the sum of all your parts, and it's gratitude that can help to benefit each of those small parts. There are many reasons why gratitude can change your life. Simply, gratitude shifts your focus. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, depressed, sad, angry, or suffer from anxiety, you simply think of things you are grateful for. It switches something in your brain. You catch yourself thinking negative thoughts, and you can actually train your brain and shift it into positivity. Gratitude will improve the quality of your life and your physical strength, your basic behavior. Gratitude can literally improve the quality of your life. And another way gratitude can change your life is by making you happier. So studies have confirmed that having gratitude does in fact make you feel happier. Two psychologists, Dr. Robert Emmons from the University of California and Dr. Michael McCullough from the University of Miami, have committed much of their research careers to studying the effects of gratitude. So it can change your life by reducing your fears, because it's hard to be fearful and grateful at the same time. Fear is what occurs when we're left to dwell on topics that we feel are out of control. Our worst possible scenarios in our head, we picture our future, our challenges, our eventual demise. We're all living in that state of fear when we're thinking these things. And fear is a low frequency emotion. When you have low frequency, you are susceptible to getting physically and emotionally ill. So you want to enhance your faith as well, and gratitude can help you do that. Whatever faith or religion you believe in, whether it's God, Buddha, Allah, or anything, that divine Christ consciousness that binds us to each other, for all of you agnostics out there, gratitude can strengthen and enhance your faith and belief in whatever school of thought you're subscribed to. So gratitude gives you that peace of mind and that inner belief that develops when you're truly grateful for things. That sound peace of mind, the kind that doesn't exist when you live with the expectations of certain things. Gratitude helps you reach for your goals. And I believe wholeheartedly in the art of goal setting. When you set your goals the right way, you can quite literally achieve anything you put your mind to it. Not overnight, but if you're consistent and have persistent action on your goals and you have the gratitude ritual, I promise you things will change. If you start this now, you will look back in a year from now and realize how this has affected your life in so many beautiful ways. So gratitude helps you to succeed by first creating that platform of internal success. And we all know your thoughts matter. So as long as you're happy, healthy, and sound in your mind, body, and spirit, you can reach for those goals without too much external distraction. Stay focused. Love yourself. When you lack these things, you're unhappy. You're unhappy with your current state of affairs. You complain. You live in that state of negativity and lack, and it's harder to push forward that way. The power of gratitude is amazing. So here are some healthy habits. First, have a morning gratitude session. So when you're having a hard day, make a gratitude list. And, you know, not only can you start the day with that beautiful morning ritual, but if you catch yourself having a bad day, break out a pen and paper and write down a few things you're grateful for. Or you can think of it in your head as a mental list. But also, instead of criticizing your significant other, show gratitude. Instead of complaining about your kids or your coworkers or your friends, be grateful for them. There is a lesson in every emotion that we experience in our lives. When you face a major challenge, Say thank you. Be grateful for it. This is all about mindset and creating daily rituals for your life. When you suffer a tragedy, you can try to be grateful for the life that you have. Instead of looking at what you don't have, look at what you do have. Everyone can practice the rituals by having awareness and counting your blessings, acknowledging your gifts, reacting on the source of these gifts, and by expressing thanks and expression. So I hope you enjoyed this lesson in gratitude. I have a few quick announcements and the essential oil of the day, and then we will conclude the show with a short, beautiful meditation on gratitude. So I usually select an essential oil of the day for each show inspired by the guest or topic. And of course, today's essential oil I picked is gratitude. There is actually an oil called gratitude. It's a beautiful blend that helps foster a grateful attitude and helps you embrace the blessings in your life. The beautiful aroma invites a feeling of emotional and spiritual progress. It's a blend of frankincense, coriander, myrrh, ling-a-lang, citrus, bergamot, my favorite is Northern Lights Black Spruce, vetiver, and geranium essential oils. You just simply inhale the oil. It's a beautiful oil to work with meditations or affirmation practices. You can even put it in the diffuser. Put a few drops in the diffuser during the times that you're doing your gratitude journal, and it would be fabulous to work with the oil that way. Even if you're just holding the bottle, it's a very high frequency oil and will give you that sense of calmness and positivity when you're even just thinking about your gratitude thoughts. So remember, put some on the inside of your wrists, on your chest, or the diffuser, and you're good to go. To find out more about essential oils, you can click the tab Essential Oils at the bottom of my website, tabithapolaris.com. So we have some amazing guests coming up to look forward to. And I know today I didn't have a guest, but I really wanted you guys all to myself today, and I wanted to gift you a beautiful gratitude meditation. So from my heart to yours, this is my gift to you. So please subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on those future guests. I'm so grateful for all the people I'm meeting and the beautiful guests that we have on the show. I've had so much fun interviewing all these amazing holistic health warriors and light workers. So to be a guest or to recommend someone for the podcast or to inquire about sponsoring the show, you can also contact me on my website. So again, thank you to everyone listening and holding the space with us today. And now it is time for the gratitude meditation. So grab your favorite essential oil. And if you have gratitude oil, go grab that one. Find a quiet space to relax and enjoy. So sit or stand in a position that is comfortable for you. Relax your body and take a deep breath in and exhale. Release what does not serve you. Close your eyes and continue to relax your physical body. Your mind is quiet and calm. Your body is relaxed. You are surrounded by a beautiful divine white light. You are safe and protected. Now listen to the sound of my voice and the beautiful music. Think about all the positive things in your life and give thanks for these blessings. Have gratitude for the people in your life. Open your heart space. Begin to observe who occupies this space. Where does your mind go when you think about the important people in your life? I want you to visualize them one by one. See their faces before you and allow yourself to be reminded of how much they mean to you. Allow any frustrations or conflicts you might have float away. and repeat out loud the following. I am loved and I love. With each person that filters through your mind, briefly remember one or two happy memories with them and feel your heart fill with gratitude for having shared those memories. And as you go through all of the people in your life that you are grateful for, repeat the mantra, I am loved and I love. Now you are grateful for the things you have. Begin by giving yourself a short, reassuring smile and take a deep breath in. And then slowly allow all the things that you presently do not have that are causing you angst to fade from your mind. They are not important now. Any material object that you've been desiring, let it go. For this feeling does not serve you. By focusing on what you want to have in the future, you are negating yourself in the present moment. So let your desires fade and focus on what you do have. Bring your awareness to your person right now and start from the bottom, slowly tracing a line over your own body and assert your gratitude. I am grateful for my home that provides me shelter. I am grateful for my shoes that I may walk protected. I am grateful for my clothes that provide me comfort. I am grateful for all of the things I have that bring me joy. Now continue to think of anything you are grateful for. Be grateful for your health. Focus on any ailments you might have. Does your head hurt? Do your feet hurt? Do you have aches and pains? A wound that's causing you suffering? A chronic illness? Quietly acknowledge it and then continue through your checklist. Begin to think of these ailments you might have had or do have, and try to picture your life with that ailment or illness. Try to imagine how different your life would be if you were not able to get out of bed in the morning. Things can always be worse. So lastly, acknowledge that a life without pain is not life. We came here from heaven, from that beautiful consciousness, to experience all the physical and mental emotions and physical pain, to learn lessons. Quietly assert your gratitude for your headache or your wound or your illness or your chronic pain. May they remind you that in this moment you are alive. Have gratitude for your body. Visualize all the things you think you lack. I want you to actually bring them into the spotlight and list them one by one. Smaller feet, narrow hips, a delicate nose, curly hair, straight hair. Whatever you've wished you could change about your body, I want you to lay it out right now. And then bring your attention to that area of your body you wish you could change. I want you to focus on that area. Send it love and light. Notice its warmth and become aware of the blood circulating throughout your body. And become aware of the marvel that your life is, of the gift that you have been given. Have gratitude for being alive. Bring awareness to your breath and take a deep breath in and out. Become aware of the air filling your lungs, the blood getting a little richer with that air. Follow the blood as it flows up to your brain. Imagine that every inch of your body is lightened by that breath of air, flowing through your body, flowing through your blood is the beautiful healing life force energy. Travel with it from the brain down to the toes, slowly, and feel each area of the body loosen and relax as you breathe. You are full of beautiful energy and it flows through you. This life is a magical experience. Whisper to yourself the mantra, I am grateful. You have gratitude for your own ability and power you possess in alleviating stress. Feel your spirit gently float upwards, looser and looser, until the only thing grounding you to your body is a thin thread of light. Allow this thread of light to hold you gently, but do not try to come back down. Instead, while you are up there hovering just above your body, bring your awareness to what you see. Observe your body as it is and think about that person beneath you, that beautiful body, the vessel that is only yours. What drives you? What scares you? What angers you? Think of these things and let them go. Remove each stressor and each petty annoyance from this vessel, this body that you have as a gift, and roll them up in your hands into a ball. No matter how big or small, I want you to take that ball and roll it out and away until you are completely stress-free. The ball is floating away, and so is your stress and pain. And now I want you to take a deep breath in and fill yourself up with love and light and gratitude. Watch the ball slowly disappear and see the light surround you. You have gratitude for all of life's gifts. You are alive today and you have been into this world for a reason. You feel and taste and see each day on this earth. You give thanks for all of your physical and mental capabilities. You give thanks for all of your gifts. The gift of hearing, the gift of listening to this meditation, the gift of all of your senses. And now give thanks for the gift of your heart. I want you to bring attention to the center of your chest and put your hand on your chest and feel your heartbeat, which is a gift in itself. Be grateful for all the love you've given others and all the love you've received and all the love around you. Life is a marvelous gift. Remember throughout your day to be present and kind. Relax your hand and take another deep breath in and out. Give thanks for your family, for your health. Give thanks for your sight and your hearing. Give thanks for the clothes on your back. Give thanks for the food on your plate. Give thanks for this day and every day. Now have gratitude for all the positive vibrations you experience. Bring one hand to the belly and the other to the heart and feel both your chest and your stomach rise and fall with each breath. Breathe in. Begin to visualize a bright sun and see it expand a little more with each breath. Feel it grow a little warmer with each breath you take, until the warmth of the sun fills your heart, your lungs, and begins to flow into the rest of your body, down your belly, into your arms, down to your legs, and radiating out all around you into your aura field. Feel the warmth of the sun fill your head and your crown chakra. With each particle of this beautiful sunlight, you feel any trace of sadness or disappointment leave your body and be replaced by the incredible warmth of the sun. The light is healing. Become aware that you are alive and that you are happy right at this moment. Like the immense sun at your core, you are bright and you are warm. Every morning when you wake up, feel your eyes open and shine from within. And with that inner sun, your inner sun, you can say, I am grateful for this beautiful world around me and the beauty of this earth. I am grateful for the sounds of nature, the beautiful landscapes, and the way the beauty of this world makes me feel calm. I am grateful for the sun and the light and the love. Now have gratitude for all the little things in your life. You can relax your hands at your sides. And I want you to take a moment to think of all the little things that make up your life. I want you to completely focus on this list. Make a mental list in your mind's eye. Think of things you are grateful for to add to your list, no matter how small or insignificant they may seem, funny or silly. Think of three things that made you smile today. Now think of three more things that made you smile this week. Now think of three memories that make you smile every time you think about them. Think of a few goals and dreams you have in your life and how that makes you excited and full of gratitude of the possibility of achieving those things. Take a deep breath in. Now I want you to open your eyes and feel the smile on your face. And now you have one more thing that made you smile to be grateful for tomorrow. All of these things to look forward to, all of the memories from the past, all of the things that happened today. We are so grateful for our many blessings. Now I want you to bring yourself back into your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes. 3, 2, 1. Now hold your hands together in gassho, palms facing each other, and hold in front of your chest with your thumbs resting on your heart. Take a moment to acknowledge the beautiful, incredible, divine consciousness that you are. You are love and light. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You are part of the universe, and it would not be the same without you. Live in the light, spread the light, and be the light. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for holding this space with us today. May your hearts be filled with love and light. Keep your eyes wide open for signs from your angels. Many blessings to you, and looking forward to being with you next Tuesday.